Have mercy on me. Where's a box so I can put the stick in it? We start with that?
We are live in it, yeah.
Yeah, we're live.
We're coming back live from the hot box with the rat roof.
Rat roof.
Rat roofing.
I don't even know if they're not.
There was a...
Mike will pick it up. Don't think so.
Yeah. So...
There's there have been scratching.
Sounds coming out of the roof, and I've been told it can either be a rat or a snake.
It's probably not a snake. It's scratching like that.
Okay.
Well, it could have just been something else, but I have a feeling it's rat in the roof.
I've never experienced this before.
The fat rat. You've never?
No, I only experienced pigeons on the roof. Like, a gang of pigeons on my roof making noise.
It's a pretty popular...
Shitting on the solar panels.
It's a pretty popular thing.
Popular?
Or it happens a lot.
Infamous.
Infamous.
Hey, yo, a warning. Right. I've been busy today.
Oh,
I've been
getting
around.
Cans to crack.
Yeah, we got cans. I've been traveling.
Yeah, all I know is that Mitchell sent me two messages. I'm coming for you, boy.
I'm coming for you, boy. And then I sent a smiley face with punctuation smiley face. Yep.
And then he called and he said, I'm coming.
It's my one day off. So I've been getting active. I've been riding all around town.
Doing what?
Well, I was going to ride and then I was going to collect Benjamin to get a coffee with me. So he made me breakfast when I got there.
Okay.
And we got coffee.
Yeah.
And then we talked about how our wives would be cool if we ever got them. And how my kid would be cool if I had one.
Having a wife would be cool.
Yeah. Like, I'm so genuinely far away from that. But I just like thinking about how Jesus. Sick my kid's going to be. I'm going to... No, like...
Yeah. No, no.
I'm too immature to have... Time-wise, I have a lot of personal development to go through as a human.
PD.
And I'm going to, like... I'm going to make this... epic kid. He's gonna be like a terracotta soldier of it. Like, not, I just mean he's gonna be strong and he's gonna be nice,
wise
and polite. He's gonna be wise. And
Live
Ben was like,
die with glory type
yeah,
kid.
Yeah. Ben was telling me about how his wife would be like the one he met in Brisbane, like the girl he met in Brisbane that he's never gonna see ever again. And I was like, would you say she was electric? And he looked at me and he's like, I don't know how what does that even mean? And I was like, and then I started giving him buzzwords for what electric means. And he's like, you know, and I'm like, I'm electric. And he's like, oh yeah, she was like that. So through a long admission, he has admitted his wife would be like me.
He just can't live without you.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what did I say?
I feel like you and Ben should make the pact. If by 40, neither of you are married and have kids, you marry each other.
Yeah. In the same card, that came into my head because he said, we would make an amazing gay couple because we just be perfect. And I was like, that is true.
I'll tell you the story about, I was once at in a grocery store with Matthew.
This was years ago. Did you get approached?
So no. So we were in there and we were in the health and beauty aisle and I bought a pack of condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew was with me. Matthew was not involved. I was just with Matthew.
Could you buy them alone?
I could have bought them alone. But
no, you don't feel orkies?
Yeah, I could buy them alone.
Okay.
But we were going by and I'm like, oh, I'll go get some groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's probably a good thing to buy.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
And there was an older lady in the aisle. And we were like talking and making jokes. We bought them. And she like looked at us and smiled. And I was just like, oh, hello. And then like Matthew walked off. Because he had other stuff to buy. And she came up to him. She's like, so happy to see you two so proud together.
Oh, okay. See, that's like a genuine thing an old person would say. I was running the lottery machine of like the funniest shit possible.
think it should be like, you should be together.
No. Like she, as in like she's very progressive and she leans into like, what are you like doing to that boy? Because he's like smaller stature than you.
Yeah, he is. Okay, yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, and I was just like, and I froze up and I just said, thank you.
No, you shouldn't.
So now this
actually,
old lady thinks...
Would I have had the composure to be like, they're for women, thank you.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I was just, it just struck me.
You know, on some of the boxes, it's like, these are for vaginal sex only, not anal.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't even be, I still think you should, if you're a gay couple.
Yeah.
But it's like, I wonder how you can design one so it doesn't work for the bum, but it works for the pussy. Well, for the bumbo clap.
Bumbo clap. Oh.
Wow, I've never had an experience like that.
Yeah. And then, like, there's been, like, other times where I've gone into, like, my work sells them. Mm. And people I work with will just shout out, "Oh, sir, the condoms are right there. The extra small condoms are right there, sir." And I'm
to
like,
customers.
Yeah, well, this customer's just next to me. And I'm like, "Oh, come on, man.
Have you..." I don't know. I think Ben is more attentive because when we're out together, apparently we look like a gay couple. And he says people pick up on this. And I don't know how he can notice, because no one has verbally ever said it to him. But he says he notices people notice that we're gay. And I'm like, I think you're just too scared to be out with the homies having fun.
I got so much hair on.
Also, on this whole like adulthood conversation, we stand into the gay son or daughter.
Oh, yep.
And I'm like, it is so easily gay son.
Yeah.
It is so easily gay son. Because there is, I don't know. I reckon if I had a gay son, he'd be really cool.
I'm like, I've got a gay son. Okay. I don't.
We'd get along great.
Not that I don't care. I mean, I'm like, yeah, cool.
Would you prefer a straight son?
No, I'm just, yeah, it's just,
because it's like,
whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. And then I talked to him about, if you had a daughter, how do you stop them from going the thought route? And Ben was like, it's all self-control. And I'm like, I feel like nowadays it's hard to not have one go that way. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably feel different if I actually was a dad, but I'm like, if they're making a bag and I don't need a witness.
See, that is one way to look at it.
Like, I'm not involved and I don't need to hear about it.
But like, yeah.
Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil, yeah, type monkey.
No, that's... But like, as corny as this might sound, after listening to the song Violent Crimes by Kanye West, I could never even... I wouldn't have it.
You wouldn't have it?
Yeah, it's the song at the end of Ye, and it's all about like his daughter.
All of that. I just realised we're like sitting in each other.
Oh, it's all for the mic audio quality. I don't care.
No, it's just very warm.
It was warm. But yeah, I was just like, after listening to a song like that, it's like... Where he's like, I hope you end up like being more like your dad and less like your mummy, like for genetics.
Yeah.
And then like the bit in the song where he breaks down about like, I don't know. It's a deep song. It makes me feel things. It's one of the songs that gives me the feeling in my tummy and on my face.
Yeah, feeling. And I love songs like that.
Dude, Mac Homie album this week. It's the only one I've listened to from all the things that have dropped. Fire. Rap album of the year contender.
Fair enough. I haven't listened to it at all.
You haven't even heard the lead single off it? He is a smaller... I like that a lot of the really good albums that have come out this year, like the Baldy James one, like there's been a lot of... The Griselda catalogue for this year is looking good.
It's looking good.
Sadly, like the front... Sadly, the front runner, Benny. Benny the Butcher. Yeah. His album was a little bit of a miss, but the other three from Conway, Baldy, and Mac Homie, fire. Mac Homie, I think, has the best one, though.
Okay, I'll definitely have to give it a listen.
So we have a friend, I have like sworn off of using Snapchat as much as I can, because I don't like the app.
No, I use it a lot less, because it just feels, Jesus.
Sorry about that, repeat that.
just using Snapchat just feels weird as a 20-something-year-old, it just feels.
Yeah, I've been made to have to use it again because our friend Riley is in Japan.
Yeah.
And he can't use his phone number because he got a SIM. And I was just like, fine, I'll watch your daily recordings of what you do.
Yeah.
It's just made me more like grumpy that I have to wait to go there. But I'm happy that I'm going in winter. I think winter would be great.
It's probably the most viscerally jealous I've ever felt about someone.
Oh, where are we going?
I know, but like, it's just, they're just in Japan.
Oh, so... Speaking of, we are now holding the funeral for Riley. I was about to say his last name. We are holding Riley's funeral.
Yeah.
Simply because he will never be the same. He will come back with a weird accent. Not a weird. a different accent.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be weird when he talks to me with it. Because I'm used to him talking to me the way he does. That's what I mean. He's going to come back. He's going to have a sword. He literally posted like he's in heaven and he's just at the sword shop.
Yeah.
He's gonna come back. He's gonna like, he'll have immigrants with him. He will have stolen himself, like a familiar. What's a familiar?
A summons.
Yeah, a summon. He's gonna have a summon. He might just swap places with someone.
He just doesn't come back.
Yeah, he'll like send back a guy who calls himself Riley, but we'll know it's not him because he looks like some Japanese guy.
Yeah, it's just Riley, but Japanese.
Because, I don't know, I feel like people inexorably change when they come back from Japan. They either come back different or very poor.
Question is, are you going to get him to get you anything?
No, I'm going there. I literally, I was talking to Matthew about it.
Yeah.
I was like, I would like to get gifts for people.
Yeah.
For my closest of homies. So you're hearing that? You don't get one. Anyway. And he was like, yeah, me and the other boys who aren't going, we're talking about going a little bit later. And I was like, oh, great. I don't have to get you anything. Because it's like, if you're going there yourself.
Yeah, if you're going like soon.
I feel like you'd pick out something for yourself better than I could.
Yeah. I'm just, because he was, I don't know if he goes to, well, he'll go to somewhere that sells a Gundam kit. And I'm like, I haven't built a Gundam in a while.
See, those make no sense to me. So I definitely couldn't buy one for him.
Yeah, it was difficult for me to explain what it is. And like, I don't know how.
It's just like a big figure with lots of pieces, right?
Well, yeah, it's like...
Does it move?
Yeah, they move.
Okay.
But it's like, it comes out like plastic cutout sheets and you cut out the pieces.
Yeah, see. Together. So it's sort of like, what's that game? Is it Warhammer that has something like that?
I think that, yeah, there's a couple of different things.
See, like, I, that, the concept of that is so foreign to me.
A lot of the Gundam, you don't need to paint. It comes pre.
Yeah, but like a lot of my friend, you, Ben, Julian, all talk about it, and I'm just like, I've never heard of this. This is the first I've heard about it. It's people talking about buying them in Japan. I'm just like, I don't know. It seems like too much of a time taxing hobby for me to get into.
Yeah, it is. It does. Like, you sit there.
I've also never seen one. As much as people talk about having them, I've never seen them.
I've built a couple, but I don't have them like out. And they're like, they're not together at the moment. They're like taken apart.
What's a cool pet that Riley can smuggle? Like a monkey?
I don't think he's going to be able to smuggle anything.
But no, but say he did.
If he came back with a monkey, that would be insane.
What other... A deer from Nara? Like a, you know, the fawn deers?
I think a monkey is just the best option.
Would it be cool if he brought back a homeless person? If he brought back a homeless person and reintroduced them to a society, but it's Australia, and he can't speak Australian, English.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be, is that an ethical W?
I think that's, well...
Okay, because he won't be homeless in Japan.
So what do you mean he's reintroduced? So is he just bringing him to Australia and then just leaving him? He's just
No. And he's rehabilitating him in his society.
Okay, yeah, that's, well...
But he doesn't teach him English and he can't speak English.
No, that's not. He's just stolen
some. No. But he's not homeless in Japan anymore. He's housed and he has a job, but he can't speak English at all.
Does he have a visa to stay in Australia?
I don't give a fuck about that.
But that's an ethical question there.
Why? Fuck authority. I hate it. I hate rules because you know what it births? Fees. It's a big money hole.
Fees.
It's like, oh, I'm following the rules, but I had to spend thousands of dollars to this evil.
You're still mad about the $20 tax payment.
Yes.
Fair enough. That was a bit.
The ATO fucked me over because a place I was working at did my documents wrong. For I had X'd $20 out of the government's hands, and for that I paid them $100. And they held a carrot on a stick over my head. They were like, if you don't agree with this, tell us. We can put this up for arbitration, but it will cost you more if you're wrong. And it's like, who the fuck is going to do that?
Yeah.
So, like...
They did not give you the carrot.
But this is more than that. As much as I'm happy to be living in a society and understand paying taxes, there's so much extra shit that it's like, you need this to do that. And it must cost you... And I hate it.
He hates it. He does hate it.
And I hate when I'm doing the limit and the police speed past me and they're not even chasing anyone. It's like, play by your own rules.
You can't see him right now, audience, but he is red and he's got steam coming out of his ears, like a train. And now he's shaking his head.
More things that piss me off. More things that piss me off. I made an insane three. We've started playing basketball and we've been playing
golf. I've got this written this down in my notes.
I knew you were cackling about it. I'm like, he's doing this just to talk about it later or something. But I was so mad. Because so I drained this three from like... Two-thirds out
more,
of the court.
More context. We started playing, we've just been fucking around playing basketball.
We've been trying to get a 2v2 going, but Mafu, who said he would come play, has not come once.
Ooh.
And he keeps denying going.
We could get a 2v2 today.
Today? Who else?
Julian. Because I know Julian was interested.
I like that.
And Carl,
he's American, so he has. Wait, Carl.
Carl would be interested. Carl was interested.
So I don't have to try and coax Matthew out. It's like, please come. We'll give you grapes off the vine by hand.
Or is Matthew King, working?
And he'll never come. Well, if those two will come,
or we just go and grab Matthew.
Yes, because we know his house. And his house is at. I'll just edit it out. So I'll just say. Well, do I have to edit that out too?
Probably all of that. Okay. Just to be safe. We also know his mother. Well, I know his mother.
I've met his mother. His mother likes me.
His mother also likes me.
I made her food once and she liked it because they came to our work. And where the fuck were we? Okay, anyway. I drained a mad... Steph Curry could dream of what I did. I did it first try. I did it from like 2 or 3 meters out from the three-point line on like a 45-degree angle, if that makes any sense. Like out in the middle of nowhere, in between the half line and the... I was in no man's land where no man should be, but I made it. I made it, God fucking damn it. First try, I did this, and all my subsequent tries just hit the rim, so I was like, I was pretty accurate. But I drain it. Ryan's under the behind-ish the hoop, so he can see it's gone in because he can see, like, the ball has passed the ring. It was a swish. There was no fucking noise because there's no nets on any fucking courts in the public courts
here. Yeah, there's no net. It's just full steel ring.
And I'm just, like, freaking out. And I do my little lap of the fucking... I ran around and I was screaming and I was like, this is sick. Because that's, like, probably the most impressive... Right before this, by the way, I did a layup and got it stuck in the ring.
That was... Yeah, it got stuck between the ring and the backboard.
So it was back-to-back some cool shit. And I'm like, Riley's never going to believe that. And you're like, yeah, he won't. Probably not. So I go to the chat when we're walking back to Ryan's and I'm like, hey... I sunk it from here and I screenshot a photo and I showed from how far out. And he's like, and I'm like, Ryan saw it too. And Ryan's like, yep. And he's like, video proof? No, okay. He said video proof. And I'm like, my eyes and Ryan's eyes are good enough. I don't care. And then this cunt who saw it go in was like, yeah, that went. And he was like, I didn't see it. You can't tell me what I saw. And now Riley's like, oof. And I just type in chat, you are cackling to yourself right now. Fuck
I like,
you.
I like how you said, he's like, I know Ryan's cackling right now, like, telling his toes, curling his toes and laughing.
Yeah, because I was
laughing because I wasn't going to do it. I was gonna
no,
like,
you weren't going to do it. You were playing both sides.
I was going to be like, yeah, you know what? I'll give it to Mitchell. He actually did do it. It was a good shot. It was pretty hype. But then Riley was like, where's video proof? And I'm like, This is, and I felt the dark urge took over just to
press and buttons. I understand, I get it. Like we normally finish our shooting sessions off with horse. I only play when I come here. Ryan goes off and he grinds to win in horse. So I can understand why he would say I didn't get it in. Practicing shot.
I have yet to win a game of horse.
He has yet to win a game, but he has been getting better. And he's like he's got his set shot from like the corner of the key.
Yeah.
Where he's like strong. So, you know.
But then also a lot of people are strong from there, so I can't use it in horse.
Yeah.
Really effectively.
But I swear to God, I've played a lot of basketball when I was young. Something about this court we're at, the ring is fucked. There's something about it. It is more bouncy. Something is wrong.
It's a cruel mistress, this ring.
Well, I have set shots that always go in. And I used to, and I know the curve and how it feels out of the hands. Everything's fine, and it gets there, and whoop, it bounces 3 meters into the air.
Yeah, it does. Like you need to do nothing but net, or
as much as an excuse that sounds like.
It is. I think we could be coping a bit.
I haven't tried any other hoops recently.
It does feel cruel.
I almost want to get another ball.
Because that was right. You're like, it could be the court, or we need a new ball.
It could be the ball.
And but then you're like, it could never be us.
It
could never be us.
Because it will go like all the way in and then just like bounce or rim all the way out when it looks guaranteed.
Mm.
I think it defies the laws of physics, and there's no other way to describe it than that.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's just go out, spend like a half an hour to an hour just out in the sun playing some ball with the boys.
Mm, yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah. Did I talk about getting a Rolex in Japan?
You're getting a Rolex in Japan?
Oh, so I haven't talked about it.
No.
So I texted Julian on my break one day. I was like, hey, do you want to get Japan exclusive watches in Japan? Because I'm like, that'd be sick. Just as like a thing that we can all ball out on. That's why I sent my notes to Ryan because my phone is charging. It says Roly Japanese twice. Once for Riley. Anyway, and I'm just like, yeah, exclusive. And he's like, Rolex only. And I'm looking, and it's like 15,000 to 10K is like the median-ish price of a Rolex in Japan, maybe on the lower end. And I'm just like, bro, this is it. And he's like, all right, secondhand it is. And I'm like, all right, cool. I realized to myself the other day, I want like a cool, so I, you know how there's like SpongeBob watches?
Yeah.
I don't want something like that. I want like a proper nice watch, but I still want it to be like a little goofy in a way. I want like a monkey on it or like a fucking samurai or something. I want an animal on it. I could get a, like a hippo or a tiger on it. That'd be cool. And yeah. And I go into researching.
Yeah.
So there's a couple nice monkey watches.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google it right now, type in Majestic Monkey Watch. I find a watch that I love. It is perfect. It's got like Japanese numbers on it too. Let me see if you can find it. That one.
Oh, yes.
It is perfect. And I go to the website and the watchmaker's doing it and I see the back and it literally has engraved into it 1/1. It is the only one to exist. Okay. And I read about it. And this rich ass guy, right? I think he's Japanese. He could be Chinese. I don't want to be racist. I didn't read that much into it. But he effectively has gone to this watch company in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And he has gotten for each of his kids, based on their zodiac year, a one-of-one animal-themed watch.
That's hype.
And I'm just like, I am like, this is so cool. And then I'm immediately like, I can't physically get this. And I'm just so mad. It's like, why would you talk about this on the internet? You're not getting anything out of it. You're just making other people feel like, why can't I get this? It's like, why would you talk about it? Why'd you put, if you type monkey watch, it's one of the monkey watches that comes up. And I'm just like, bro, I want this so bad. It's perfect. The numbers are like, it shows like 3, 6, it shows them on like the 45 degrees. It shows, it's, oh my God. It shows the 2, 4, the 6 and the 8. Or the 8 and the 10. And yeah, the 2, 4, the yes. Yeah. And I'm just like, bro, I can never get this. I can't even dream it. And it's so perfect. And then I'm complaining to this about Ben. He's like, your dad's an engineer. You could do it. They have a water jet cutter, a laser. And I'm like, I don't think they can work with things this small because that's a handmade watch.
Yeah, that's on a pretty small level.
And then it's like, even if they can make the face, it's like, I don't think they can make the mechanical components of a watch. I could like go through the hobby of designing and invent and creating watches, but I feel like I'll just turn into a crazy fucking scientist and you'll never see me again. I'll never leave my room. I'll just be tinkering.
Making monkey watch.
Yeah, making my monkey watch.
That is... Oh, I've never seen you so infuriated.
So, no. And the worst thing is, there are monkey watches I can find in Japan, but now that I've seen the perfect one, I can't bring myself to buy a different one. I just need to get a different animal-themed watch.
It just doesn't compare.
I need, like, a toucan watch. But, like, where am I going to fucking find that in Japan? Because I found a monkey watch I can get in Japan.
Yeah.
But it's just not the same.
It's just not the same.
It's, like, coloured... And it has a bunch of, like, scenery, but it's not as perfect as the one... Because this one I'm talking about has the monkey, like, sitting at, like, an angle just looking, and he looks so based. And he's just, like... And he looks like how I look all the time. Fucking tired. He looks almost asleep.
You know where you could go this buy this monkey watch from?
Where?
Temu.
No.
Have you seen the Temu warehouse video?
No.
I'll show you this.
There's a Temu... Are there, like, horrible workplace violations happening in the Temu warehouse?
It looks pretty bad.
Is it safer than chimney sweeps? Holy crap!
Yeah, so, for context, it's like, it's a line of, like, 12 shirtless Chinese men.
At desks.
At, like, desks, like, scanning thousands of packages.
But there's just people non-stop. Dumping into a pile.
Yeah, they're like dumping these boxes into
a pile. Oh, so okay. So they can't afford the automation Amazon has. They can't afford the like the conveyor belts and the... They should probably invest in that. That's probably a lot. Oh my God. The new photo of... Who's the cunt? Is it Prince...
Oh. King Charles.
It looks... Okay. Let's be real. The photo looks fucking sick. It is a sick portrait.
It is one of the best portraits I've seen.
But it paints it. It looks evil.
It looks terrifying.
He looks like a Sith Lord.
Like people putting it in an Elden Ring.
Right? And they've turned it blue.
Like it fits there.
I can't believe... Was he happy with it?
There's
reactions of him, right? Like himself unveiling
it. He steps back and looks at it. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, well that's... I want to be in the mind of that man.
The royal family commissioned it, so
And the painter was like, this is what you want? He looks evil. He looks satanic.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, for some reason the painter, like, turned up dead.
Yeah. Well, there was a post I saw about someone talking about it. They were like, and we wonder what's going on in the royal family.
Yeah.
And this is proof. And I'm like, this isn't proof of shit. He just looks evil.
You know why I brought up that Timu video?
Why?
Because I opened up Facebook today for the first time in a couple of months, and I got a Timu ad. I'm going to show, still I'm perplexes gonna show me. This Timu ad.
It's just elderly people Twitter. What is... 360 surrounding trial... Oh, traceless strangulation. Is that a... What's it called?
It looks chastity belt? Yeah. But then you've also got...
That makes it look like you have a boy up. Pussy, though. What is that? Is that for breastfeeding?
Yeah, I think you can, but I think it's also just... And then...
Okay, so why are you getting all these ads for sexual objects on Facebook?
Oh. I just smacked the fuck out of the mic again. I don't know. But I opened that and I'm like, time to close.
You know how you could fix that? You could spend $1 on Timu to buy an oil burner and then your recommended will forever be drug paraphernalia, which is a lot funnier. And you can open that around your parents.
No.
If they see that, they're probably like, the crack pipe. crack pipe ads.
I thought you were going to say that they wouldn't recognize a crack pipe.
No. I know they used to work with them. are we leaving it at that? How far in are we for me to really talk about some crazy shit? What is 26, the time zone?
26.
All right, I'll wait a bit longer before talking about Drake. I'll wait a bit longer.
I want to bring up every day... that I've seen Mitchell before I record this is like, I got some good shit to talk to you about. Is like, mm-hmm. It's got stuff that'll make it cackle.
Well, I feel like we're doing pretty good so far. Anyway, how long until we become really good at our craft of comedy and comedians? Because we're not there yet, I don't think.
No.
I reckon there'll be an episode that the historians can look back and they'll be like, from this point onwards, they were able to run it so well. Like train conductors. And we'll run over the ground. There'll be people on the tracks.
Well, I think doing tied it down with ropes.
Yeah, the break. Well, I feel like I've been refreshed.
Yeah.
The break we had forever. There will be no schedule on this.
Yeah.
I can just guarantee.
Unless we're making money, then there would be a schedule. Yeah.
But leading up to and after September, there will be a schedule because that's when I have to pay the distributors.
Well, we got to pay for that?
Yeah, we have to pay for them to host our shit.
Damn.
We have to pay yearly.
Damn, I didn't realize.
So we've been booking Japan.
Yeah.
I've also been booking Childish Gambino in Brisbane.
Money.
I got fucked.
Oh.
So I've been told, so me and my mate, we're going to buy 3 tickets. For me, him and his roommate, who I'm like tight with.
Yeah.
And I buy tickets 7 minutes after. And we're both at work. And I'm just about to clock on. And I'm telling him, hey, I bought them. And he's like, great. And he texts me in 20 minutes. So, my roommate bought with 2 other people who he's going to sit with. And I'm like, damn, I guess I wasn't that tight with him.
Damn.
So now I have an extra ticket. And I've been like trying to shop it around to get rid of it. To like bring me a homie.
Okay.
I already have one.
Oh.
It's already sold. You said you couldn't.
Yeah, that's right, I can't, yeah.
I asked Matthew, I was like, Matthew, you coming? And he's like, yeah, if it's not... Okay, you have to tell me if I'm a dog for this. So I have told Matthew...
You asked Matthew?
Huh?
You asked Matthew?
Matthew's down to go. He's like, as long as it's not during uni. And I'm like, it's during trimester, but not semester. But I think you're trimester, because he's a nurse.
Yeah, I've got no idea if they're going into trimester or not.
Ben has said they definitely are. But okay. And I'm like, I'm not sure if you can. And then he doesn't reply to me. In this time, someone from work who I asked who I'm tied with was like, yes, I'd love to. He's like, no cap, really? And I'm like, yeah. So we're like planning out the plans. We're gonna book someplace in the city. We're gonna be clubbing.
Yeah.
Even though I hate it, it's good in Brisbane, so I don't mind. It's gonna be hot that time of year. But yeah, anyway. I finally go back to Matthew. I'm like, sorry, it's over. You can't have it anymore. And he's like, you're so mean. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You can't do it because you're a trimester anyway. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, whatever. He's like, it's fine. But then he's still like texting to me that he's mad. I'm bad at texting because I can't see people's faces.
No, I don't think he cares.
And it's words. I don't think he cares. But whatever. I'm not a dog for that. But no. I'm very certain he can't go.
Yeah.
Because he, unlike me, he can't miss his classes because... The dog is fighting the other dog through the fence.
Yeah.
Except one is like, could eat the other one.
My dog.
Why are small dogs so... I guess it's like humans.
Yeah.
It's like tiny people are like all pepped up.
Like Ben always wants to fight me.
Yeah. Dude, no, there I'll was...
fight Ben.
Ben? Oh, I don't have to say his last name. Tell me what the time says.
30 minutes, 30 seconds.
I'll remember that. So there was an attempted invasion of Ben's house last night.
Yeah, he sent me a message about that.
He was on his phone and he heard walking outside. And then he was like, oh, there's nothing. And he has a shower. And then while he's doing this, they have taken the doggy door off. And they have like tried to like, there is a burn melt mask in the screen and they've tried to find keys and they couldn't. They didn't get in, but they were trying to like reach to grab keys. They couldn't get in. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I can only picture Ben having a shower. He would be... So like, okay, here's some context. We went skiing once at a lake. And one of our friends took a video where he took his phone and back to back, he did it to me and peeked it over the shower thing. Yeah. I'm just like covering my balls. I look at it, I'm like, ah, and I just scream at it. And I'm like, ah, but in like a theatrical way.
But
in
like, yeah, just like, ah.
I love that video of me. Great video.
That is a funny video.
I look like Moto Moto.
I don't like the video that of me that went around last night.
And then there's, we'll talk about that.
You and then saw there's, it?
Yeah, of course I saw it. I saw it in the server before you did. Anyway, and then there's the video of Ben. He's like, he's got his back, he's got his arched. He realized Luke does this. He looks like a fucking mad scientist goblin gremlin. He's like, and he just, it looks so bad. He looks like he's over the age of 60. It's really bad. And I'm like, thank God I took it in my stride. Because that is one of the most legendary videos you will find of Ben. And it's not even in Ben's hands. It belongs to Luke. It is Luke's intellectual property.
It's not the most legendary video of Ben. The most legendary video of Ben, Ben's face isn't in it.
Wait, what's the video?
The one you took.
What video is it?
Melbourne.
Oh, that's... We're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, but...
if real homies know,
real ones know, that's the best.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, Ben.
I'm doing a we'll get back at you. I don't. You can pull a video up about me, but I'm finishing up work. I'm going to the bin room, which means I get phone time for a little because I have to go down an elevator. I have to go through the doldrums of my shopping center.
You go through the back rooms.
I literally do.
It's crazy.
It'd be I can imagine someone trying to invade the shops via. Like the outside down into the bin area for the trucks. And they'd probably be too scared to delve deeper, even though it just goes to the food court. Anyway. And I open up, I like checking whatever happened in case any funnies are posted to the chat. And boy, was I paid out tonight. I have a video of, can I guess what grade you're in? You looked like, you were young. You were probably in like grade 7.
No. That's like year 11.
Really? Oh, that makes it so much worse. I was giving you the like the insurance in my mind that I was like, oh, he's just a naive young little boy.
I was a naive young little boy.
But I didn't know you're grade 11.
Is that a party where people drinking? That'd be like,
that was a party where people drinking?
Yeah, that's at Carl's.
Okay, because it starts off with him pointing. Was that part of the video?
No.
Okay, that was right.
Shouting at someone.
So he was pointing and shouting at something. And then one of our friends runs into frame and they start doing a TikTok dance. But it's... Okay, I'll be real. It was a horrible dance. This wouldn't have done well on TikTok, is what I'm saying. Because, like, there were four of them and they were, like... The two in the back was getting stood in front by the two in the front. They were doing... Is it the Renegade? I don't even know enough about TikTok to... It's the one where you, like, dum-dum with your hands down at, like, your groin. And then you do the back. And then they turn to the side and they started twerking. Because the song was like, and then twerk it. And then they start twerking like a little late. But like the two in the front are doing it like with their asses to the right. And then like you're doing it the wrong way. Were you meant to do it the wrong way? Ryan is hiding from this. I hope he lets me put this episode out. He's like got a shirt over his face. He doesn't even want to like...
Oh,
It's not embarrassing under the pretense you were drunk and it was for a TikTok video. No? What are you looking at me? You're looking at me as if there was more lore to this. Under the pretense it's teenagers for a TikTok video and you're just doing it.
Ugh.
I feel like it's fine.
It is embarrassing.
We never got into that in our school because we were all boys. There was never people TikTok dancing in the fucking...
There is more, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, wait, what happened? Did something happen? Did someone die?
No.
Did someone have gangrene from this and it's never healed?
Maybe.
What? Gangrene is such a funny word.
I'm fairly sure I was stone cold sober.
Because gang... When you were?
Yeah.
You know gangrene is a funny word that describes itself?
Gang and green?
Well, yeah. Gangrene, and it's an illness. What do you think it could be?
So, you know what's funny? There is a couple of different versions of that video.
Are you telling me that... Oh.
There's more dancers.
Do you belly dance?
I might, maybe in one. There's quite a few of them.
Did you do the moto?
Away at the vault. And I
Do you get your child dick out? Why are they locked? No, why are
because they're embarrassing. They're worse. Some of them are a lot worse.
Wait, so there was child dick?
No!
You know you should delete them. That's illegal. Wait. This is a thought. You know how having child porn on your phone is illegal?
Yeah.
Can you have child porn of yourself? If you have a dick pic from when you were younger, do you have to delete it if it's of yourself? I don't think I've thought about this.
No, because that's yourself. Like,
what? Okay, now, what if your phone gets repossessed by someone else? Can they be done for crime? If you tell them the code and they are able to fully functionally use your phone, and they steal it, are they? Can you just create like fucking nukes where you?
No, because it's on your phone.
But they're in possession of it.
Wait, so
they are legally in possession of child.
So they've bought your phone?
No, they just steal it.
No.
Or you... Okay, what does in possession count as?
If someone knows the code to a phone and they take it, I don't think we know enough about the law.
No, but that's why this is great, because we can just make pointless conjecture about bullshit. Okay. So if I have... I don't have any,
This is going in a bad direction.
I don't have any inappropriate photos of myself from when I was young, but if I did, I would keep one on my phone, and I would make so many people go to jail. Because if I can have it myself, I'd just mass drop it to people. I'd just send it to people.
But does that
and then they would be in possession of it unless they delete it.
But that's like distribution.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you're distributing.
Oh fuck.
It.
So I need them to steal my phone. So then I'm not distributing.
Yeah, but that unless they've like stolen it with the intent of getting it.
Mm.
Then it's just like they've just stolen your phone, it's just there. But if they've stolen it with the intent of getting that, then yeah, they've...
So I can't surprise ambush people.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it... Because you've...
Okay, how about
you've taken the photos yourself.
What if I sell this phone to someone and they don't reset it? And they keep everything in my phone. And I take off the bank details.
Purposefully kept it?
They're just weird like that.
Then yeah,
they probably, just But they didn't know it was in there amongst the photos. What if they accidentally own?
Well, if they've purposely kept it, then yeah, they're in trouble.
I wonder how many people... You know what? Never mind. We'll go back to the fucking Satan monarchy. Do you like the royals?
No.
And you don't like them for like the obvious reasons?
Yeah.
That they're like a horrible fragment of the feudal days of the past and they should be X'd out?
Yeah, I don't like the
Why do British people like them? Why are there royal watches?
I think it's just permanently.
Is it a coping mechanism?
Yeah, I think it's just because it's just been a part of them for so long that they're just like, yep, the royals. But it's usually the older generation, like the younger generation, they're just like, okay, I don't give a shit.
Are they okay? The royals are they're going to be there forever. They've like solidified themselves as a stronghold of the British image. They're not going anywhere. Do you think people are forever going to love them?
Probably. Well, they'll forever be in power.
That blows my mind. Ooh. You know what's going to happen when we're in Tokyo? Ben, a lot of the boys in the group want to go to a Muscle Mummy bar. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I have found out from listening to a lot of Japanese podcasts, because I want to, like, I want to get, like, the best possible first trip I can there. So I'm, like, taking in a lot of the information for tourism.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, great. I've found out a lot of the themed bars, because there's a bar for just about everything. There's a vor bar, but there is risk that you will die from asphyxiation and strangling, which, like, you enter the bar via the esophagus. And it's Whoa. I want to go just to experience it, but I also don't want to die. You have to sign a waiver that if you die, they just can't. The fact that you have to sign a waiver that you might die is a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But at a lot of the themed, like, women bars, that's a weird way to put it. Maid bars, Muscle Mummy bar, anything like that. There is, at just about all of them, if there's like a steampunk one, that's that sounds cool, right? At that one, you can pay to be whipped. And at the Muscle Mummy ones, you can pay to get like slapped or like punched in the stomach. Sorry. Or like, at a lot of them, there is a way to pay for the patrons to hurt you. And I just want to, like, buy it for other people.
just say, hey,
punch him. Also, another thought about Japan. I want there to be a night where we have to... It'll be horrible and traumatic.
Okay.
But I want there to be a night where we have to, like, save Will from, like, a ransom. But we're not going to do the ransom. We're going to be sick and we're going to bust him out of there. He's going to walk into the wrong alleyway following the wrong kind of women, and he's going to be put into chains, and we're going to have to save him. And I'm just hoping the people who... This is our friend who's like an idiot. Oh, that's not a nice way to put it. He's very silly. He's very foolish.
He's not street smart.
He's not street smart. Yeah, you're right. He's like a duck. He'll just walk around. And if someone shows him bread, in this case, woman, if women be nice, he will follow them. Like an elderly lady with bread.
Yeah.
And we're gonna, it's inevitable. I'm not saying I want it to, I'm saying it will happen, and we're gonna have to save him.
It'll be very funny.
I wonder, as much as we like to, like, be, you know, we like to be a little mean to him because he does dumb things, and we call him on it.
Yeah.
I reckon everyone will be down to save him.
Yeah, everyone's gonna.
As much as we like to say he annoys us, he's one of the, you know, every friend group has that annoying person that everyone, like, we'll save him from the chains of his assailants.
What?
Is that the right way to use assailant? Is assailant the criminal or the trapped person?
I don't know. This was...
I've recently, within the past few years, discovered that reading is cool again. And Ryan has given me a book.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the day, it has been the word of the day for a while, it's pariah. Pariah is an outcast. That's the word of the day.
A person who physically attacks another.
Okay, so I got it right. And I've been using words. I've been using... My vocabulary isn't expanding. I've just unlocked it back to where it was a while ago. So in normal speak, I'll like to use these big words. Katrina's called me on it. And I'm just like, I just like how flavorful the text can be. Because she knows what the words are. It's not like I'm like stumping her on purpose. You just be more descriptive.
This cookie is dry as shit.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I was given a cookie from Ben because he's so small his stomach can't handle a cookie. That he was given from his MILF baristas at the uni that love him so. And they love him so much. He gives them gifts and they give him perma discounts, free shit. So I think it's a very good quid pro quo they have going on there. That's another word. I don't know how to use it. I've heard people use it. It means like agreement of trade of things. But then like if you Google it, a picture that comes up is ping pong. So I feel like that's a very confusing thing to put next to the definition of it. But it's a business word. But I feel like it sounds cooler to not be used in business. Yeah, what's the word? Settings. Anyway, I think we're deep enough into this to talk about Drake. Okay. So, there are some allusions, there's some bars that Kendrick dropped in the district. This is old, and I have said that any talk about this is, like, horrible and just is worse for the beef as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, still talking about it. But I feel like I have to break my own rule on this. He says they aren't dumb, the rabbit hole's deeper than you think, something to that illusion.
Yeah.
About the fans. And now people are going and digging through everything Drake related. There are, so I'll start it out. Do you know how sex is weird in Dubai?
Yeah, they're like...
Like,
they're
oil weird. Princes will fly women out and do, like, horrible things to them.
Yeah.
Because that's how they get off. Mm. Is off, like, weird pay... I don't even know the words. Masochist. Schadenfreude.
Where anyway, did that come from?
I think it's the German word for masochist. It's like pleasure from someone else's pain. Or, like, humor from someone else's pain.
Okay, yeah.
But Drake apparently has ties to one of the people in Dubai who organized this stuff.
Damn.
And this guy has a video of him lying in a bed and a dog like eating his ass. But you can't see the actual like illegal part of it. But you can like draw enough conjecture to figure it out.
Yeah.
In extrapolation. So apparently, I don't want to really say all the things. You can go to the Reddit r/darkkenny. Where there's a bunch of people. It seems like conspiracy theorist shit, and I don't even know how much of it's true. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, people are identifying who did the leak and, like, sent all of the Meet the Graham things out.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's, like, a security worker at a hotel he stayed at.
Okay, yeah.
And he's legally able to keep all the bags and shit. Because apparently, they've tried to sue him, and they can't.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Okay, yeah.
Like, when does lost property no longer belong to the person who lost it? But anyway, go and look at that. I feel really bad for even whoever listens to this, if someone does go to it. But, like, apparently there have been people...
Just be careful if
you... The idea of this is crazy because apparently they had a guy who, like, invaded the community of conspiracy theorists and has been, like, doxing people who are a part of it. Wow. And, like, doing all this horrible shit. And I'm just like, bro, it goes deep. And this is all, like, Big Sean's fault for putting that song out 2 decades ago.
It's just crazy people on the internet.
I just don't know how it's gone through, like, a decade and a half of subliminal disses, and this finally happens now.
Yeah, it's finally just cracked.
But if it happened way back then, I don't think it would have been as good as it was today.
Yeah.
Nowadays. But, like, that's my piece on Drake. I wanted to do a bunch of jokes about dog sex with humans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the bit I thought you would find funny.
But it's just fucked up.
Like, but it is fucked up to talk about. Like, yeah, I did think for ages on how I would incorporate this into an episode.
Yeah.
Because I could go off the rails. I don't have to censor a lot of things.
Mm.
Like the accusations of women being made to like throw up into dog bowls and eat it up again.
Oh, Jesus.
Which, okay, I will say all this. All this dog-related stuff, you know how Frozen was, it's theorized Frozen was released to, like, hide the search results of Walt Disney's Frozen head?
Yeah, yeah.
What if For All the Dogs was released to hide Drake's ties to the illegal dog rings of Dubai?
Yeah, but it could.
Because if you try to search for it, it just comes up with For All the Dogs.
But I feel like it just doesn't make as much sense as the Frozen one.
Like, yeah.
The Frozen one is just so, like... Maybe. But it's just such a... you don't know how to say it with...
Yeah. Anyway, my album of the week this week...
Wow.
...is History Will Absolve Me by Billy Woods.
Shit, what was my album of the week?
It is... Billy Woods is a hard rap artist to get into, and I know that. Because it's more like abstract... It is, like, challenging. It is. I call it art rap because it isn't something you would just put on at a party.
Yeah.
It is something to sit down and, like, stew over the lyrics about and, like, it's like a good book, but in music form. Because, like, I don't know. Books are a good thing to just stew over and read. My favorite book, Fahrenheit 451,
yeah,
is all about this problem and how, like, it predicts all these things in the future, which have all come true.
Yeah.
And it's like people doom scrolling TikTok until 2 a.m. and then they don't remember anything they fucking consumed. Yeah. anyway. Yeah. And I'm a victim of this. I have read it. I've read the warnings in the books and on the wall, and I don't care. And I've become like Mildred, and I'm working on not doing that anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm getting all my shit together. But history will absolve me.
My album of the week is actually
Corey's.
Callback, yeah, the one that Corey had suggested as the ride by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
I don't think Corey will hear this part of the... Oh, sorry, go on.
But I just say, yeah, I just like it. It's just because I've been listening to so much rap and hip-hop recently that I just need something different.
Mm. That Isolation album by Cali Uchis is really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people have listened to it off of me talking about it, but it's really good.
It's really good, okay.
It's like, people were talking to me about Taylor Swift and like Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no one can do it like Cali, bro.
No one can do it.
And I listened to a new one. It's a lot more Spanish.
Nah, for me,
I think there's like...
For me, no one does it quite like SZA.
True, because I was also listening to a lot of SOS.
I think, I don't know, it's just her voice. And
her voice is very nice.
Especially, oh, I love Telekinesis.
Telekinesis is good. The only thing I don't like about Telekinesis
yeah.
is that he mixed it so... SZA's voice is so much louder than everyone else's.
I kind of like it.
I do, but when it's on at work, I have to turn it down for customers.
But I think if you just listen it to yourself, like on a pair
of headphones, it is very effective.
But I think, yeah, when she comes in, it just, does something to me.
And we've talked about this before.
We
have. Riley was like, you know, that's a really white girl takeaway from that song from Utopia. And it's like,
okay,
fucking so be it.
So be it.
So fucking be it.
Maybe I am just a white girl.
Like, all the boys, I can't go to the trip for monetary reasons, but they're all going to fucking Olivia. Did you get tickets to it?
None of us got tickets.
At all?
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of... So, you're just not going anymore?
I've got no idea.
Because I was... When I was trying to get Gambino tickets, it said people were struggling to get Olivia ones too.
Yeah, it was on the same website, because if...
Was it on the same day?
Yeah, they were releasing tickets on the same day.
Bro, I was waiting in line, and it was like, wait 10 seconds and you'll be put through.
Yeah,
kept looping forever.
Well, yeah, I opened it up and I got a thing. It's like, are you looking for Childish Gambino or Olivia Rodrigo tickets?
I don't know if their servers can handle it, because it kept reloading, and I was like, great, it's putting me in line. And I was like, are thousands of people on here right now, and am I not going to get tickets?
It just made me realize how lucky we've been to get like the Post Malone tickets like instantly.
Yeah, and you guys are getting... I have someone on a friend on Instagram who was saying that standing tickets to Gambino were like impossible.
Mm.
And I was like, we had already decided to be economic and get sitting ones.
Yeah. I think, yeah, for Olivia Rodrigo, we were just looking at like the cheapest.
I wonder how the boys would fare in an Olivia Rodrigo mosh pit.
Yeah, we
you'd probably get like forced to the back.
Yeah.
Like girls who were like, you don't belong here.
And you know what? I'd be scared.
To get into the dancing?
I'd just be scared because I feel like they'll just be so like...
No, you would aggressive. Start like... You'd start jamming and you'd fucking elbow someone in the tits by accident. Because they'll all be shorter than you too.
Yeah, I would be...
Because you're a behemoth.
A foot higher than...
You know what you could just do? You could just be that guy and go to the front.
But I feel like I shouldn't underestimate them. I feel like they could fuck me up.
No, I don't think so. Ben used me before once as a battering ram, and I put my hands like a... And I just,
but if they swarm me, I can't defend all of me.
Yeah, you can. Okay. Let me.
If I had 10 Ben-sized people around me hitting me, I wouldn't win.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Unless I had to kill them. If I had to kill, then I win.
You could just, you know, the Valkyrie card. How the fuck do you say it, Valkyrie? You'll just one spin attack. Or like Link with a spin.
Whoom.
Whoom. Okay. When are you allowed to defend yourself against a woman? At what point and to what degree? Because I've seen videos and like all of the comments under is like, that's fucked up, but she does it. Like this lady was just like relentlessly attacking this guy.
Yeah. I mean,
and the way he did it was like, he just pushed her away. Like boom, like a monk. He was like, boom, get away.
I think it's the same way if like you're actually being physically attacked.
Yeah.
You'd defend yourself in the same way that anyone's attacking you.
But I don't, okay. But, okay, this might sound really bad, but traditionally, men are stronger and can take more damage than a woman can.
Okay.
Like, women are delicate, like flour. Is that bad to say? Is that bad to say? You're looking at me.
I don't know enough. This just feels like a very...
Well, I have a younger sister.
Yeah.
And she is fragile.
Okay.
Right? And when I was younger, I used to treat her like a brother.
Yeah.
And we used to fight. We're besties now, and that doesn't happen anymore.
I have to say, yeah, when I was younger and I'd fight my sister.
She would tap out so much quicker.
No, I feel like when I fought my sister, I'd fight her. And sometimes I'd be like, oh, God damn, okay, hold up.
I'm yet to be...
She'd start coming at me, and I'm like, whoa.
I let Katrina punch me. She has yet to punch me to the point where I'm like, okay, that's enough. But anyway.
See, the problem is my sister did karate.
If I had a daughter, they're going to do karate too.
So so when she started doing it and she started getting proficient, she would sometimes hit me with these hits. And they'd be, and they'd be like, well placed.
The shit was surgical.
Yeah. And I'd be like a bear. I'd just be like, fucking.
Yeah.
And then she would wait. She'd wait for the perfect time to strike. And they'll be like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah. But like, okay.
It was like Master Shifu hitting all the chi points.
Like, yeah. How do I... Okay. If something happened... And some chick came up and full force punched my shoulder as hard as they could. And I did the same back, I would feel bad.
Yeah, well, because it's a punch in the shoulder. Like,
and we both do it at maximum exertion.
Because, yeah, well, yeah.
She's going to fly to the other side of the fucking field. She's gone. Boom! Like a trebuchet. Boom! Gone. Right?
Yep.
So, I don't know where I'm getting at with this.
Yeah, you've lost me where you're going.
So, say a bunch of people are, like, kicking you in the balls in this Olivia Rodrigo mosh pit because you're tall and they can't see past you. And they're mad about for some childish reason.
I'll probably be like...
Because they've all spent a band
to
be there.
Yeah, no, if I'm like, in there, like, they can't see, then yeah, I'll move.
No, fuck them. You're in a mosh pit. By that rules, you would have to be at the back. That's bullshit. Okay,
it's Olivia Rodrigo. I'm not, like, a mega fan. I don't care.
What about Posty?
Proceed, okay, yeah, like...
Fuck them.
Yeah, unfortunate.
No, if no. It's like, you know
if
you
it's
can
like,
do?
If it's like one or two people in front of me, I'm like, okay.
You could do like some random lottery and in your head to offer people to get on your shoulders. Or is that shit?
That, well, when we went, people asked.
Did someone get on your shoulders? Did Ben?
No, because there was people like directly behind me and they had nowhere to like move to like...
You know what I could never... Where if you got someone on your shoulders, you feel their dick in the back of your head... Have you ever had that when you get from one of your shoulders?
No.
No, I'm not saying it's like a good thing. I'm just, you know, when you are it's in the pool thing. And like you play mechs and like people,
oh yeah,
and you
yeah,
knock
yeah,
over?
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Yep. Okay.
Someone's fucking boner kept nailing the back of my head.
Okay. Well. Okay. I think we're good.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I'm getting at with that either.
Yep.
Hey, only real ride or dies get to this part of the episode, so I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Well.
Are we at time? I can't see.
But yeah, we're about at time.
Do we have any shout-outs?
No, I don't...
New Lupe Fiasco album coming out next week.
I know who that is.
Oh, not next week. Next June. He had to push it back, I think.
I'm also about to piss my pants.
Lupe Fiasco is one of the cool old heads. And okay. He has really good... Okay.
I need to pee.
All right. Bye.